This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I have to play a game with strangers ever since my hair got long. I hate it. The game is called Do You Know Who You Look Like? Yeah, guess what I have gotten? Chubby Jesus. That's hurtful. I get it, but it's hurtful. Really? Guy standing next to me in line at a coffee shop? You just wanted to tell a stranger he looked like chubby Jesus? You're a bad person. And guess what? I will not forgive you. Yeah, you're gonna have to talk to skinny Jesus about forgiveness.
On the wake up call. Good morning. It's Gavin and Katie and Kevin and producer Jacob as well. Mm-hmm. How is everybody doing?
Great.
Ooh.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, despite the fact that I woke up like 20 minutes ago and then rushed here. But yeah, despite that, I feel pretty good. Maybe that should be my thing.
No.
Sleep in.
No.
Because I feel like I have like an emergency level amount of energy.
No.
Right now. No coffee. I've got no coffee.
You already live in a space where you believe you can get stuff done in less time than it actually takes.
Fact.
Okay. So let's not make this a regular thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Kevin did something that he did not tell any of us.
Yes, I did. Literally everybody.
I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
I found out from our boss.
No, you didn't.
Mm-mm. You were in the room and you said, what do they want you to talk about?
Yeah.
I said that?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You spoke at the AAPI Heritage Foundation?
No.
Event.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is Elk Grove, my hometown.
Asian American Pacific Islander.
Yes, I'm surprised you knew that.
You are the first part of that.
Yes. Okay. Asian American, specifically Vietnamese American.
And you were speaking at the, was it the Elk Grove Library?
It was a seat at the table in Elk Grove.
What's a seat at the table?
It's like a kind of like a bookstore type of coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
Type of hashtag daycare.
Okay.
Educational center.
Got it.
There you go.
And you were the keynote speaker?
Yes, I like that.
Well, is that true, or were there multiple speakers?
There were performances. I was the only speaker.
Wow.
Well, then you were the keynote speaker.
Yes, I know.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, we're very proud of you.
We really are.
Thank you.
For doing something like that. And second of all, how did it go?
It went well. Mm-hmm. I was nervous at first, but then I really opened up and shined.
Okay.
Talked about how I'm an Asian in the radio entertainment.
Okay.
And there's not many that look like me.
That's true.
And that was very inspirational for most of the people there. And I didn't realize that I was one of the few faces that were like Asian representation.
Yeah.
And, like, hearing about the kids seeing, like, their own representation in things, like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was so close to home until that day I did present.
And you are one of those people for them.
Yeah, and everyone came up. They're like, oh, my God, we love listening to Wake Up Call. We love that you're Asian. We found out recently you were Asian, too. We didn't realize that. And, like, it just made us like it more. And then some of the listeners I met were all like, we love how the wake-up call, like, kind of incorporates your culture into it and tries, like, different things, like the Duran video that I tried for you guys.
Oh, yeah. And or the moon cakes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And bringing up Chinese New Year and Vietnamese New Year. They just love how open our radio station is to different cultures and stuff. And it was really, like, eye-opening and great.
Did you tell them that we want you to do it more often and you say no?
That's not true.
I want him to speak Vietnamese on the show all the time.
I said that you guys have given me a platform and the opportunity to share anything about my culture that I want, and you guys are very accepting, and they're like, oh my God, we love them for that.
So wait a second.
Here's something I do want to know. Did you tell them, we constantly ask you to bring us Vietnamese food and you've only done it once in 8 years?
I missed that part.
You did miss that part.
I was more on the part of, hey, Gavin and Katie, I love the culture. They love learning about it and embracing it.
But not even a bowl of pho. Nothing.
Now, what does it feel like to recognize that, like, young Asian kids see you as, like, someone they can aspire to be, or that you are somebody that looks like them and lives like them, when they don't have that in very many places?
I also got that question when I was speaking, and I kind of answered it in a way where there aren't that many people that go into the entertainment that are Asian. They're more like science driven or like doctors and stuff. But I told them that I had the passion and like I had fun doing the radio thing. So I had to sit down with my parents and told them that I wanted to do that instead. And it was kind of a more of a understanding between which makes me happy and what is what they want.
Because culturally, there is an expectation with Asian parents that you do go into
a medical field.
A medical field or something kind of around that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so this actually is even bigger.
Yeah, because so it's different.
Like, you're like the Shang-Chi of radio in Sacramento.
Ooh.
How he was like, the in the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, Shang-Chi was the first, and he's like very iconic to Asian Americans.
Yes.
You are like Shang-Chi for Sacramento radio.
Oh my God, I didn't
You are an
like
icon. You are a role model.
Thank you.
Now, we got to talk about that hair.
Oh, okay. My God. Okay. I knew you were gonna.
When you showed up, I saw the picture. Your perm looked decent.
Okay.
So, but this was a big occasion.
Yeah.
Now you come in here, and not only does it look like a dirty slipper, but it looks, I can tell what side you slept on last night. You slept on that, your left side.
Kevin, I am so sorry. That when you have this moment, this big boy moment that we're so proud of, that this is what he decides
to do. I'm proud of it. I'm trying to help him. If he's an icon, if he is a role model for kids, you got to take that seriously.
Talk to me. Don't talk to him.
I mean, he's right. I'm used to shining, and then he wants to dim it, so we can.
I'm not dimming anything. I'm trying to help.
You're a hater.
You can't. I'm trying to help.
Having a moment. And you had to crap on.
How can we sit here as a group and say that he is an icon for the Asian American community in Sacramento and let him walk around with hair like that?
Guess how many people I saw with the perm over the weekend?
How many?
A lot. About 7.
Okay.
Well, it's very popular in the Asian community.
But what about you right now?
I look great. The bigger the hair, the bigger the prosperity.
Closer to God.
Oh, yes. Buddha.
Or whoever. Yes. Yeah.
And more prosperity.
Prosperity.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No, I was more of a strong person for people to cry on.
Were people crying there?
Very nice.
A little bit. I met 2 listeners that were very, very nice. Saw some tears.
Oh, aww. That's nice.
But
okay, here's a question. Was your mom there?
She was busy.
Oh.
She had to take my aunt to the doctor. So that was a great experience.
That is something that I will say. I am sorry that your mom wasn't there to see that.
She did send me loves and kisses.
Oh. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she should have seen that, though.
I did tell her last minute, though.
Oh.
Just like what? I didn't want her to come and then see me and then make me nervous and then I'm nervous and then I can't inspire as much because I'm nervous.
Kevin, you're an inspiration.
Don't say that. I'm not used to it yet.
Well, we're very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I think that you should take advantage of more of these opportunities. They seem to be very impactful on the community.
Thank you.
We should have given you some sort of lessons in advance on public speaking.
I'm very great at public speaking.
Okay.
I think I nailed it.
I'm sure you did. I just didn't know.
It's private speaking he struggles with.
Ew.
Just speaking.
So over the weekend, I did something that I haven't done in years, and that is eat at Cracker Barrel.
How did that happen?
My stepfather loves him some Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Loves him some Cracker Barrel. And we're all where we grew up and lived, which is the East Coast of this great country. There are Cracker Barrels everywhere.
And for those of us that have never been to a Cracker Barrel, mm-hmm. The food is Southern?
I think they're shooting for Southern.
Okay. Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
There is, as far as I know.
What are they hitting?
What are they hitting? They're hitting Mel's Diner.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
As far as I know, there's only one location out here, and it is right off of 80, right near Sierra College, in the Rockland area. I'm pretty sure that's where it is. It's right across the highway from Studio Movie Grill.
Oh, okay.
So he was very excited when they built that location, which I think happened right before the pandemic or something like that. So he never got a chance to really go. So it's his birthday.
So daddy wants daddy guests.
So we go to Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you walk into a Cracker Barrel, you first are greeted, just like they do in the South, with a sea of Adirondack rocking chairs.
Okay, right. Yes.
But out here, nobody's sitting, or at least they weren't today. I think the idea is you can relax, kick your feet up while you're waiting for a table.
Okay.
And if you want to buy that chair you're rocking on, you can do that. Okay?
Really?
Oversized checkers, we've got them. Okay? If you don't know, though, besides the fact that Cracker Barrel, the food quality is adequate at best.
Okay.
Okay? The decor of the restaurant is very Frontierland Disneyland.
Got it. Okay, that's kind how I envision it.
Okay, there's a big stone fireplace. It's not putting any heat out. Piled with tons of firewood, despite it is obviously gas. Okay? All over, nailed, double. It's like a hickey Buca di Beppo.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like instead of like generic pictures of Italian heritage, which verges on racist as an Italian American, let me just tell you, Buca di Beppo. Cracker Barrel is the opposite, where it's different things that kind of, I guess, if you're a Southern white person, strikes at the heart of nostalgia.
Okay.
There's like washing boards.
Oh,
there's like ads for soap from the 1910s.
Yeah.
Like all that kind of stuff. You know, pictures, old creepy pictures of people you don't know. That kind of a thing. But that's not really what people remember from Cracker Barrel. Which, by the way, if you're a restaurant and people don't remember the food, you might want to rethink something.
Sure, sure, sure.
What they remember about the Cracker Barrel is the gift shop.
Oh.
There is a gift shop.
You have to enter and exit through the gift shop.
That's
when
how they
you
get
go. Yes. Now, this Cracker Barrel, well, I assume all Cracker Barrels, I haven't been to one in years, had everything I was hoping to see at the Cracker Barrel. And just to give you an idea of some of the things that you want, did I find a decorative truck with a turtle driving it inside that when you plug it in, the interior of the truck lights up and glitter flies around? Yes, I did. Are there American flags on everything you could possibly imagine? Yeah. Like, for instance, you want Crocs, right?
Yeah.
How about some off-brand Crocs that just have flags flying off the side? Not a flag design, had little flags sticking
physically
off the sides.
Sticking
physically
off.
Sticking off. How about a collection of trolls that have seashells as hats? and they will go with your, I guess, seaside motif in your backyard?
No, you guys had like a beach motif in your old house and in one of the bathrooms.
Yeah, so I guess stuff like that. I mean, it's candy, but there's no brands of candy that you recognize. It's like it's all stuff that you were positive they stopped selling because of some sort of warning.
Lead.
Yes. Like, remember wax bottles?
No.
You don't remember that? Does anybody else remember wax bottles?
The one with the juices in it?
Yes.
Yes.
You can still get them at the Cracker Barrel.
Ooh.
Like, it's stuff like that. Remember the things that I don't even know what they were. Like, it was just kind of a candy paste that was gently glued on paper, and you would roll it out like
yes.
you were about to read an old-timey scroll
yeah.
and just...
Yeah.
So you can get it at the Cracker Barrel. It's all kinds of candy that you're pretty sure they stopped selling.
Now, when a person is going to the Cracker Barrel...
The Cracker Barrel.
The Cracker Barrel. Is it meant to be like a, hey, you're on a road trip, come stop on by while you're on your, you know, rest your weary feet?
I think that was probably the idea.
Okay, because having a gift shop
mm-hmm.
in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel like I'm going to dinner and I'm going to treat myself.
No,
you know?
It doesn't.
Like,
but
it's a strange combination of shopping and eating.
It's Kevin, you put it in an interesting way. You said convenience store.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like an AM, PM, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine an elevated AM, PM. Some kind of, because like, yes, they sell all the junk that like a convenience store does. Like, you can still get some nuts for the road.
Okay.
But then they also have like a NASA section where you can get a NASA sweatshirt.
What?
Yeah, like if you're one of those Tommy Bahama bros and you feel like you're all out.
Can you be a Tommy Bahama bro at that? Like, if you're a Tommy Bahama guy, you're at an age where I don't think I can call you bro.
Yeah, I guess so. Tommy Bahama daddy?
Tommy Bahama just guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get one at the Cracker Barrel. And why not?
Can
you just got done eating Herschel's delicious breakfast or whatever
okay,
they call it.
I'm going to say something. This feels like stereotyping.
Now go on, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're wrong.
Well, it does seem like some sort of a trap for a certain kind of person. Both the food,
mm-hmm.
the decor, what they sell.
Yes.
Like, it feels almost offensive. Like, hey, we know who you are.
And they're not wrong.
We know what you're driving.
Yes.
Hop out of that F-150. Come on in.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it. Like, if you've ever...
Feels rude.
If you've wanted a rocking chair that happened to also have, like, the United States Marine logo on it.
Well, sure. Hoorah.
Yeah. That... who rocks.
Guys, we're just going to pack it up here. It's not going to get any better for the rest of the week.
That chair served, by the way.
Well,
so we salute you.
You salute, yeah.
Mr. Officer
Chair.
They get
to take the day off this weekend.
They've got it at the Cracker Barrel. So listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to go to the Cracker Barrel. I'm telling you, if you want a good story and food...
Okay, listen, tread lightly, because your stepdad loves the food there.
People love the Cracker Barrel.
So,
there's a certain sect of people in this world. Listeners, because I put it up on my Instagram story, listeners were commenting, saying like, oh my God, I love Cracker Barrel. And I always responded with, oh, how about that?
Okay.
So listen, I'm not going to kink shame anybody.
No.
Okay.
We do not kink shame here on the Wake Up.
That's right. So if you like...
Unless you're Armie Hammer.
Right.
And
right.
In that case, get your teeth away from me.
So if you want food and you want to feel like this, buy these items, there's a place for you near Rockland.
How exciting.
And no, Cracker Barrel's not paying me to say this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sacramento's number one hit music station, 106.5 The End.
Relax. It is... Relaxation is something that every single person needs to do. And some people are really good at it, and some people are not really good at it. I'm somebody who's not really good at it at all. We'll get into that in a second, though. But a new poll was done that found that 55% of Americans all have the same way that they like to relax. And that way is to watch TV. And that's Katie clapping because that is how Katie relaxes.
It sure is. It sure is. And I feel like a pretty relaxed person. I mean, I feel like I'm living a pretty luxurious life.
I don't think anybody on this show would disagree with that.
Yeah. So all the time that we've crapped all over, oh, Katie and her TV and her trash shows and her garbage this and blah, blah, blah. Well, mommy was doing it right.
It doesn't say how long you're supposed to relax for.
Right, because it's like that's up to you.
I see.
How are they going to tell you how long to relax?
That's a good point.
Individual.
I think maybe that's where we, because it seems like it occupies most of your day. You do the show, you go home, it's nap time.
Yeah.
Nap lasts 2 to 3 hours.
Yes.
And then it's TV mixed with bath time.
Well, I mean, I also...
And then night, and then repeat.
Well, at some point in there, I do care for my children.
What? Okay.
Take care of
but the TV's still
of our
on.
Household responsibilities. Let's not forget that. And make dinner.
So how long do you watch TV then?
Well, it's always on.
I think that was my point.
It's always on. So I'm always, one ear open, mm-hmm. one eye on ya. I gotcha. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me.
The other ways that people relax are, that was 55%, 42% of people, I'm shocked that this is so high, do yoga. Producer Jacob, you do yoga, right?
Yeah, I like to do it with Adrian on YouTube.
okay. A lot of people have bath time.
I do that every day also.
So you do both.
Okay, so maybe that's the key.
You're doing both. So you're doing, that's 42%. I'm sorry, 42%, 33% is yoga. So you do TV, which is 55%.
Yes.
And then you follow that up with bath time, which is another 42%.
Yeah.
Wow. You are so relaxed. You're yawning right now.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
So overall, you... 90, how could that possibly be? 55%, 42%, 33%. Boy, this study's math is not adding up right.
Wow, this is my kind of study.
we are relaxed on the math.
I agree with all of this. Okay, so maybe the key really is a mixy max matchy.
Yeah, that's the only way that those statistics make sense. I feel like I don't know how to relax.
Yeah,
I am uncomfortable relaxing.
That's concerning.
I don't know why. I don't even know where this comes from. Because my mother lives a life of luxury. My mother, and now this only happened once my mom retired. I remember my mom being very much a workaholic. Not a workaholic, but she was like a working woman. Mm. Like back in when I was a kid. But then when she retired though, and it's like, yeah, she goes out to the garden, no calls.
Well, sure, it's her busy season.
Classical music or movie soundtracks playing on the Alexa.
Wonderful.
No calls.
Wow. Yeah, sure. It's business.
I don't ask about baths. But she does not watch a lot of TV. She watches almost no TV.
Yeah, I feel like that's a mom thing.
But I mean, if I could relax.
My mom doesn't either.
I would watch TV. I mean, if I could.
See, here's the thing. I'm not buying I just never have the time to do anything thing.
I feel like I don't.
You do.
I feel like I don't.
How is that possible? You get off at the same time I get off.
But then I do stuff. I run errands.
I run errands.
And then I pick up my kids. That takes time.
Well, you have one kid that gets out at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one doesn't get out. I know what time kids get out of school.
Yeah.
I have kids that get out of school too.
So after my kid gets out of school, he and I spend time doing stuff.
I'm talking about all the time in between that.
In between what?
In between when all of your kids are home from school.
In between when they are...
Gavin, you're not busier than anybody else. So
no,
you should make the time.
I get off work.
Yeah.
I run errands.
Yeah.
Like go to the grocery store.
Right.
Pick up my son.
Okay.
And then he and I spend time together.
Okay.
Then my other son gets home. Then I spend time with him.
I think you can find the time.
Hmm. Okay, hold on
a
second.
You don't live a different life than I do.
It feels like I do because I'm not watching TV.
But I think that what I'm saying is I think you're making the choice not to.
Well, of course I'm making the choice not to. I'm saying that those are things that need to get done. Those kids need to have, I don't know, I feel like I need to stimulate them. I feel like I need to spend time with them. And we, like, do stuff outside and we, you know, stuff like that. I feel like there are times where I'm like a shark. And if I stop moving, I die.
I think that's how you are most comfortable living.
That's what I'm talking about. I feel like I don't know how to relax. I feel like it feels unnatural to me.
I'd like to chime in here. I feel like we really need to dissect this word relax.
Okay.
Because people are saying when you're watching TV or when you're doing yoga, that's when you relax. But really what you want to do is just have the lowest possible heart rate while also just being comfortable. That's kind of what TV is. It's just you're sitting there and it's just mindless and your heart rate is just super low.
It's the mind part.
That's why I keep the TV on all the time.
So what are some weird, hold on, what are some weird ways that Wake Up Call listeners, though, have, because you have a list of...
I didn't say weird. I just asked them how do they relax.
Or different ways other than TV or bath that they relax.
Lenora says she will sit in her bedroom listening to crime shows while doing jigsaw puzzles.
Does she do the jigsaw puzzle on a bed? Because I've tried that. It's very difficult.
She says she does it on a table.
On a table? She's
just kidding. Puzzle. She does it on her tablet. I read it wrong.
I hope she bought a tablet not for what's inside of it or what it can do, but for a flat, hard surface.
Pat said, I sneak away to my she shed and do some gardening.
Oh, I should have a she shed.
What I would do to have a she shed.
I should get a she shed.
You basically have one in your backyard.
Yeah, it's my backyard. That's true.
And then Jenny said, now this does not sound relaxing to me, but do you? I prep all the ingredients for my family's dinners for the next few days while watching Great British Baking Show on the Alexa in my kitchen.
Oof, I can't prep out anything.
Why?
I don't know. I'm always good, like prepping out dinners and stuff like that. I'm like good for like maybe a week, 2 weeks, and then I just lose track of it.
And then Kaylin said, first step, remove children from home. Second step, pour a shot of tequila.
Yeah, that's true. Jacob, how do you relax?
I will.
Besides yoga.
Besides yoga, I mean, I'll hang out with like my cat. Like I'll just kind of wander in the backyard, see what he's up to.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
See, your cat's an outdoor cat, though.
Yeah.
Mine does the same thing.
Mm.
Laying on the couch again? All right.
All right.
Kevin, what about you?
I like to lay down in bed and just play video games mindlessly.
Maybe I should play more video games.
You should. Like
that relaxes me.
Like the Disney Emoji Blitz. You don't really have to think about that game.
No, that kind of relaxes. You play Candy Crush, Katie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's Disney Emoji Blitz is basically Candy Crush,
exactly.
But with Disney heads.
Yes.
So maybe I should play more often.
But mindlessly. Like, don't even think about it. Just swipe, swipe, swipe.
I do try to go for the challenges.
No, Candy Crush, I will play the same level over and over and over because it doesn't matter. It's not about trying to beat the level. It's about trying to beat this brain.
I love that.
Yeah.
That I can embrace.
Yeah.
All right. I love this. I'm gonna put some of this into practice.
I'm happy for you.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
I apologize ahead of time that we talk about this, but I feel like we do. The Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, Hey Look at Us tour is still in full effect. They got married for a third time.
Was it a third time?
Yep. And hopefully last. And this time they did it in Italy. And it was a big to-do. Like, a big to-do. And I don't know what more to say about these two. I got back from the gym on Saturday morning. Sunday morning. Because this event took place on Saturday night. And it was all over my Instagram stupid feed. And I'm sitting in the garage. And my wife heard the door open, but then didn't hear me come in. And it was because I couldn't take my eyes away at just how grossed out I am of these two. And she opens the door and she goes, are you coming in? And I go, someone's got to stop him. Someone's got to stop Travis Barker and whatever Kardashian he's with, because I can never remember her name. I mean, this one looked more like a traditional celebrity wedding.
It did it?
Well, I mean, in that it looks like a wedding. Someone was wearing a white dress, as opposed to like what we hear happened in Vegas and stuff like that.
Right.
But I mean, Travis Barker can't do anything and look normal.
No. And actually, putting him in a tuxedo makes him look worse.
Yeah.
Makes him look scarier.
Yes, yes. He looks like a vampire. I also saw pictures of them walking through somewhere in Italy. I don't know and I don't care. And he was wearing some sort of Pope dress. Okay. Like it was an all black. I don't know what look he's even going for. But when you're that skinny and that bald and that dumb looking, you can't wear dumb stuff. It makes you look worse.
You don't think you have to wear only dumb stuff?
No, he looked way better and normal when he was just wear jeans and a T-shirt. That was a fine look. We can forgive all the tattoos. We can overlook that stuff if you're just wearing jeans and a T-shirt. But if I see you and you're wearing a cape, it's like, what are you doing? Who do you think you are?
I mean, I think that if you have this look, I almost only accept you in something weird.
Andrea Pacelli, if you don't know who that is, he's an opera singer who's blind. He was the singer for their wedding and had to stand there and sing a song. I think it was Can't Help Falling in Love. Oh, God. And he had to sing that while the two of them danced behind him and, again, made out in front of everybody, which, again, I'll bet it was the first time in Andrea Pacelli's life he said, thank God I'm blind. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Everybody else said, no, we will not do it.
There was some sort of event the night prior to the wedding.
Oh, like a rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, something like that. And they stood in front of the paparazzi while they're just flash, 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 flash. And Travis Barker, and I'm sure there's got to be some point that they're doing things at this point because they know it's ruffling feathers, but he licked her forehead.
Right, yeah. They're taking pages from the playbook of the Kardashians. Like,
this does not feel Kardashian. This feels
Kardashian.
No, this feels otherworldly.
It doesn't?
This, you know what this feels like? This is a bit of a throwback, but it's Carmen Electra and Dave Grohl. No, Carmen Electra and
Dennis Rodman?
Or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Where they're just like, some of the stuff makes sense. Some of the stuff is traditional. But then they said, but we want to put a spin on it.
Oh,
and we want to put a spin where everything is gold. And also, my train is 900 feet long. And we're going to, you know, wrap all of our guests in satin. And then we're going to eat each other's eyeball. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now that they're done with their third wedding, can we just say like, okay, we saw you. Thank you very much. Now please go. Go, go, go. Courtney, go back to doing nothing like you do. And Travis,
Courtney is the only one that actually I can say does do nothing.
Okay, she does nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't, if she has a business, I don't know what it is.
You would know.
I mean, I don't watch the Kardashians, but I do live on this planet. So.
Can I ask you why you don't watch the Kardashians?
Too fake.
That's too fake.
Yeah.
But the Real Housewives are very real.
Gavin, I've said this to you a million times. Meryl Streep couldn't pull off what I'm seeing on Housewives and make it believable.
Okay.
You're saying all these random rich women are such good actors that they're just like, okay, and action, prostitution whore, and then she throws the table.
I think maybe that they get whipped up in a frenzy by producers.
You can tell when a producer is kind of like pushing them. Like whenever they go on a cast trip, they always find the stupidest reason to invite everybody. Like, I have been looking into my Irish heritage, and because of that, I was thinking we should all go to Ireland. And everybody goes, oh my God, let's do it.
Okay, so you can tell. You can sniff it out.
The Kardashians, their life isn't that wacky.
Mm.
They're always having hijinks.
Well, then maybe that's why they're
Chris sleeps in a dumpster or something.
Then maybe that's why they just cast Travis Barker.
Maybe that's what's going on here. They said, guys, we are boring compared to these housewives, and people aren't watching us as much, so what are we going to do? And then Courtney goes, I would have sex with a vampire. They go, well, they're
okay,
not
first
real.
Of all, that's way too much inflection for Courtney's
oh,
voice,
okay. Well, I don't know. I would have
sex with a vampire.
Okay, if there was a lineup in front of me, I could not point to the right Kardashian.
Him.
So
yeah.
Okay, so they had to tell her, like, well, they're not real, so what's the next best thing? And then somebody found a picture of Travis Barker and said he looks like Nosferatu.
Said, believe it or not, we were able to take a picture of him.
Yeah, okay, so then maybe that's what's going on here. They cast Travis Barker so the show will get a little bit crazier.
The show's over.
Oh, the show's over?
I think they're redoing it on some other, like Hulu or something. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it was just okay. A casting call.
All right. So what's next? What's going to happen next?
Wow, that's what we should be speculating
about.
Because
maybe that's what the whole Kanye thing was about, too. They cast Kanye in there hoping okay. He was going to really...
Well,
like,
he did.
And, oh, the ratings went up for Kanye?
Well, I mean, were we not talking about Kim and Kanye?
That's true. So they're having kids for sweeps. That's what's going on.
Okay, and then, I mean, Khloe could pull her weight a little bit more. Just circling the drain with Tristan Thompson while he cheats on you is not enough for me.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's a dime a dozen.
Right. She needs to start dating like a lesbian.
Sadly, Kylie casted Travis Scott.
Oh,
you know how
yeah.
that ended. So
right.
Why can't they ever just cast like a banker? Not gonna get ratings. Not like I'm stupid.
Yeah, that's so dumb. So anyway, mazel tov to Travis Barker. Go away.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I don't know what it is. Maybe they're threatened by her, but men seem to want to play more than women do. Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's because of my sex appeal.
Let's find out. Robbie Rose, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin and Katie.
What a freaking name.
Now,
name
has your
Robbie?
Wife played Married Name Upgrade Downgrade by any chance?
Yes.
I knew it. Remember? Yeah. Yes, because...
We did it the day our son was born. We did it the morning.
I don't think
our son was born that day at 5. Yeah.
I don't think we knew that that you guys were in labor that day, but what's your wife's name again?
Yeah. Ashley.
Rose. Right, because we were like, oh, you can't go back. You can't go wrong with
Rose. Rose is great.
And then we were like, well, what's his name?
And she said Robbie
and
Rose.
And we went slam dunk.
Robbie Rose. What a name. All right, Katie, get out of here.
All right,
Mr. Robbie Rose. Congratulations on being a new dad, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Was it your first or?
Awesome.
Or
no, he's our third.
Third.
So Ella and Avery, and then Cruz is our third.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Boy, the third. Get ready, my friend.
I know.
All righty. Question one. Doja Cat broke the hearts of her fans over the weekend when she announced she needs to cancel all of her tour dates for the rest of the summer because she needs surgery on her tonsils. The reason why is because she vapes and announced that she was quitting and encourages others to do the same. True or false, vaping is just as addictive as cigarettes.
True.
Question two, an FBI fraud scheme was busted over the weekend. In the people arrested was the Red Power Ranger, Austin St. John, who was the Red Power Ranger for all of the 90s run when it was at the height of popularity, allegedly defrauded 3.5 million people. What was the name of the floating head all the Power Rangers talked to at their headquarters? Was it Zoppo, Zogfly, or Zordon?
Zordon.
Kevin knows the answer to that one. He's shaking his head behind the iPad. Question three, SNL's looking for some new cast members because a whole bunch of them announced that they're leaving. Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, Kyle Mooney, and Adi Bryant are all out, which are several of the most used and recognizable faces on the show. Who has worked on the show longer, Pete Davidson or Kate McKinnon?
Pete Davidson.
Question four, comedian John Mulaney was doing a stand-up show in Columbus, Ohio, but the night ended with him trending on social media with hateful comments being hurled at him. all because he surprised everyone by letting Dave Chappelle open for him. The crowd loved it, but the news alone that that happened made the trans community say that John Mulaney is now also transphobic. They're still trying to cancel Dave Chappelle over his jokes about the transgender people. Is Columbus closer to Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Cleveland. No, Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Alrighty. And question five, if you're a parent with baby formula dependent babies, that's terrifying because of the national shortage, but there's good news. The Biden administration just acquired a ton and it landed in Indianapolis and is being currently shipped all over the country. It should be on shelves in a couple days. Now, if they got 35 tons of baby formula, how many pounds is that?
35 tons. Jeez. 840 tons.
All righty. Hey! By the way, congratulations to all the recent graduates over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Sac State graduated. And by the way, your graduation ceremony looked amazing on social media. I feel badly for people like Kevin who got robbed of their graduation ceremony.
I can't believe that they didn't, like, after COVID, be like, hey, if you want to actually walk the stage, you can come.
They had a car graduation.
That's trash. Oh, car graduation is trash. And they made you pay for it.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yikes. That's so bad.
Bryce.
Well, congratulations to all the graduates. And once again, our condolences to people like Kevin. Okay, here we go. Question one. Doja Cat broke the heart of her fans over the weekend when she announced that she needed to cancel all of her tour dates for the rest of the summer because she needs surgery on her tonsils. The reason why is because she vapes, and she announced that she is going to quit and encourages others to do the same. True or false, vaping is just as addictive as cigarettes?
Probably true.
That is true. Question two, an FBI fraud scheme was busted over the weekend, and the people arrested was the Red Power Ranger.
What?
Austin St. John, who was the Red Power Ranger for all of the 90s run when it was at the height of popularity, allegedly defrauded $3.5 million from people. What was the name of the floating head that all the Power Rangers talked to at headquarters? Was it Zoppo, Zogfly, or Zordon?
Zordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're such a Power Rangers fan.
I mean, I've seen it.
I feel like that's most people.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. Question three, SNL's looking for some new cast members because a whole bunch of them announced that they're leaving. Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, Kyle Mooney, and A.D. Bryant are all out, which are several of the most used and recognizable pit faces on the show. Who worked on the show longer, Pete Davidson or Kate McKinnon?
I think Kate McKinnon.
That is correct.
Yeah.
By 2 years. Question four, comedian John Mulaney was doing a stand-up show in Columbus, Ohio, but the night ended with him trending on social media with hateful comments being hurled at him, all because he surprised everyone by letting Dave Chappelle open for him. The crowd loved it, but the news alone that that happened made the trans community now say that John Mulaney is also transphobic. They're still trying to cancel Chappelle over his jokes about transgender people.
Okay, just if you're... Okay, never mind.
Is Columbus closer to Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Cleveland.
Cincinnati. Question five. If you're a parent with a baby formula dependent baby, that's pretty terrifying because of the national shortage, but there's good news. The Biden administration just acquired a ton of it, and it landed in Indianapolis. It's currently being shipped all over the country. It should be on shelves in a couple days.
And don't be an a-hole and try to buy baby formula so you can sell it for more later. These are babies.
Also, don't try to hoard it either. I know that you're going to want to do that. But
I think that stores are putting a limit on it.
Okay, that's
kind
good.
Of like, there's something during COVID.
Where
toilet paper. Yeah, I think it's like that. But if you don't have a baby and you don't need formula, please don't buy formula.
Yeah, that is a real a-hole move. If they got 35 tons of baby formula, how many pounds is that?
Mm-hmm. What's so funny?
The complication.
Ha! They have 35 tons.
How many pounds is that?
Well, how much is a ton?
That's up to you.
That's not something people just know.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is something people know.
You don't know what a ton is.
Trick question, I do. I'm not telling you.
She did. She tried to get it out of you.
Yeah. I'm going to say 70. Hold on. You said it was 35,000?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 70,000.
Hey! You got that right.
Killed it.
A ton is 2,000 pounds?
Yes.
What?
See, everybody knows it. Wow. I told you.
That was the shock of the century. Yes, a ton is 2,000.
And then I thought, oh God, I don't feel like doing that math. So I just made it 2,000.
A ton is 2,000 pounds.
Well, look at me.
Look at you.
Just little Miss Math over here. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you want? I got them all.
Hey, Robbie Rose, does your baby use formula?
He does not. He does not use formula.
Baby Cruz does not need formula. So good. That's good. All right. Well, in the shock of the century, final score, Robbie Rose 3, Katie 4.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Robbie Rose, did you know how much a ton of was?
No, I did not.
No, because it's not something they're like, oh, yeah, everyone knows what a ton. No.
I assume.
And don't text in and say you do. You're a liar.
Wow.
And don't be an a-hole and buy formula if you don't need to.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Katie.
Thank
we had $20. The losing streak is over. Thank you, Robbie Rose, for breaking that losing streak. What is it, Robbie, that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No.
Miss Katie.
Not today.
But you got a great family.
But you still get to be the Roses.
Yep.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, you went on a date with Jamie, and you guys met on Hinge. And what did you guys do on your date?
So we went to a restaurant. I actually let her pick the restaurant, and everything went really well. I thought we had a really fun time. I was making jokes. She was loving it. I paid for everything. I was a total gentleman. I don't really know why she's not texting me or calling me back or anything. I'm just ghosted.
Okay. I mean, we're going to go through the usual. Is there, you can't think of a single thing you did wrong.
No, like I said, feel like I did everything right. Everything by the book.
Okay, so it was dinner. You paid, and no, like you didn't talk about anything. Like no, politics didn't come up. Or I'm trying to think of all the other things that we've done on Second Date Update. You didn't talk about your love of guns or anything.
Or like an ex.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I brought anything like that up.
Okay. All right, well, then sit on hold, and we're going to talk to Jamie. We have her on hold right now, and we'll get back to you. You'll be able to hear everything she says, and then we'll get back to you and let you guys hash it out and maybe get a second date, okay?
Great.
All right, Rob's on hold. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Gavin. Katie's here, too. We're actually doing a second date update, and we are here to talk to you about your date with Rob. Do you remember going on that date?
Yeah.
Okay. He says everything went great on the date. It was dinner. He paid for all of it.
Perfect gentleman.
Yep. He said nothing weird came up in conversation, so he doesn't know why you ghosted him, and he would really like to know why. And so would we.
Okay. First of all, cringe.
No, you met on Hinge.
No,
no, I'm cringing.
I know. I understand. And we're sorry.
He's a douchebag.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay, why?
Okay, so he's the kind of guy that just tells jokes and laughs at his own jokes. Like,
oh, he did say you were laughing at his jokes. He brought the jokes up right away.
He did all the talking.
Okay.
So he controlled the conversation.
Not only that, but who talked? Rule number one, you don't talk about your ex on a date. And he kept bringing up how she's always hitting him up and wouldn't stop hitting him up. And
he told us that he didn't talk about an ex.
Okay. Do you mind? Let's get Rob back on because, I mean, I don't think he's very self-aware. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, wow.
You literally told us you did not talk about your ex.
Right.
I don't think I really dived in too deep about her, but I mean.
But why would you bring her up at all?
Not just his ex. He acts like women just fall all over him.
Can you give me an example of like what he would say?
Well, he was talking about all the women that he denied on Hinge and that I was the chosen one and tried to make me feel like I was special.
Oh, yuck.
Rob, is that true?
This is so crazy. This is what I get for being a nice guy. This is classic feminism.
What does this have to do with feminism?
This is just woke women liking men that are really accomplished.
Oh boy.
She said you bragging about other women being interested in you have to do with your accomplishments?
I think she's making all this up, and I just really bruised her ego how accomplished I was.
Okay, Rob.
Oh, my God.
Did you? Okay, well, then let's pretend the date didn't happen. Let me just ask you flat out. Do lots of women hit you up on Hinge?
Yeah.
And do you deny them?
I'm picky, yeah.
And did you bring this up on your date?
Maybe.
Okay.
To make her feel good.
So
to make her feel good!
Is that what he said? He said to make her feel good?
Yeah!
I'm going to ask you a dead serious question, okay? Why would that make her feel good?
That I chose her.
There's the chosen one, the comment.
Okay, obviously, you guys went on a date together, so you chose, I guess, each other.
Wow.
Like, couldn't she say the same thing about you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you think it was weird if she did?
No, I think it's totally fine. That's why I'm comfortable talking about it.
All right.
Okay, and now, oh boy. And then where does the feminism come in?
Well, I don't know. This is coming out of nowhere. She's
right. You tell him.
No, it's not coming out of nowhere. She ghosted you, and then you wanted to know why.
Yeah, and it seems like she's just too woke for me or something.
Is he using woke right?
No, he's not using woke right. And you know why? Because no one says woke anymore. It's so funny. Okay, anyway, I don't have time. There's a guy who lives in my neighborhood that has a license plate that says unwoke. And I laugh every single time I see it.
Because you think he's sleeping behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's like when you see your mom start using bling.
Yeah.
Like, no one talks, Rob, no one says that word anymore except for, you know, it doesn't
also,
matter.
Okay. Also, I don't think any of this applies to that anyway. I think somebody just wasn't into you, Rob. And I know, and it's
but
like,
it can't possibly be his fault.
Yeah, and it's like you can't even like wrap your brain around that. Do you see why that's kind of gross?
You're sounding pretty woke.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna let Jamie go. Jamie, I am so sorry.
Can we let them both go?
Yeah.
All right, we're just gonna
Thanks
let you both go.
Time.
No,
I'm
Jamie.
Sorry, Jamie, we love you.
That's what we do best here. And Rob, good luck out there. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Predict a lot of pitfalls for Rob.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Paul emailed me and wanted me to phone scam his wife, Carrie. So they are Capital One members, so we came up with an idea that they won a contest that they didn't even know that they were entered for because it was Capital One, where they get to talk to Carrie's favorite celebrity crush, Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
Okay? So I am calling as Samuel L. Jackson. But I don't even change my voice. I don't do anything to try to pretend to be Samuel L. Jackson. And to make this even more realistic, I had somebody that just works here in the office call her a couple days before this to say that this was happening. So she knows this phone call is coming, and she's very excited.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carrie. This is Sid Busy with Warner Brothers. How you doing?
I am so, so good. How
yeah.
are you?
Oh, I'm great. Congratulations, by the way, for winning a chance to have a phone conversation with Samuel L. Jackson.
Thank you. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It is. It's always nice, too, when you win a contest that you didn't even know you entered. Am I right?
Yeah, like this is so crazy. I can't even believe it.
Yeah. Well, we're you know, proud to sponsor with Capital One. He is on hold. He's ready to talk to you. You prepared questions for him, right?
Yes, I have a list.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and then when you come back on, you will be on with Samuel L. Jackson, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is this Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, Carrie. It's Samuel L. Jackson. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to talk to you. It's so nice. Thank you very much for being a fan and being a Capital One customer as well.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
I can't believe you're talking to me either. So, okay, do you have any questions for me, Samuel L. Jackson, the actor?
Yes, I have some questions.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. That
yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, this is Samuel L. Jackson, the actor.
Okay. So, what was it like working with John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, first of all?
It was real special. We had a great time, me and Johnny. I call him Johnny. Got to grow my hair out, and that's the movie that really put me on the map. Made me the famous superstar that I am today, Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm really sorry, but is this Samuel L. Jackson, or this is the you sound like the guy that I was talking to before.
Yes, this is Samuel L. Jackson.
You sound very different.
Thank you.
Than, you know what I expected.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. So, what other questions do you have for me?
Are you sure you're not the same guy? Because you literally sound exactly like the guy that, you know, was setting me up for the call.
No, this is Samuel L. Jackson, star of Star Wars. Do you have another question? Do you have another question for me?
Okay. What has been your favorite role that you've done in a movie?
Oh, that's a great question. I really love the work that I've done in the Avengers movies. as Nicholas Furry.
No, this isn't. This is not Samuel L. Jackson because you didn't even get your character's name right.
No, no. This is Samuel L. Jackson. I'll prove it to
no,
you. This is one of my most famous lines. Okay, get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. I'm wearing a hat right now.
Who is this?
This is Samuel L. Jackson, the actor.
What is this? No, it's not.
And you're a big fan of mine.
No, I'm a big fan of Samuel L. Jackson, not a big fan of whoever this is that I'm talking to right now. Please put Samuel L. Jackson on the phone. Please.
Well, I'm starting to get offended. Maybe we should just terminate this phone call. It doesn't seem like you're very appreciative.
No, I am appreciative. I just, can you please put Samuel on the phone? Because this is not him. You're the guy I was talking to before. Your voice literally didn't change.
If you're appreciative, then give me $20.
What? Okay, what?
Just give me $20.
What are you talking about?
If you appreciate this phone call, give Samuel L. Jackson $20.
In person? What do you mean?
No, put it in the mail.
Where am I sending it to? I don't have Samuel L. Jackson's address unless you want to give it to me.
Well, I have a P.O. box.
I'm very sorry, but I think I'm just going to hang up.
Hold on a second. None of this is real. This is actually Gavin from the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. And that person that talked to you 2 days ago, that was just somebody who works here in the office. So I'm very, very sorry that I did this to you. This was the idea of your husband, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so mad right now.
I'm so sorry.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam and on 106.5 The End.
I'm going to be vulnerable for a second and say that I recently saw something that made me cry.
Oh, no.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it was a documentary about dinosaurs.
What?
And I was not high when I watched it.
By the way, this song, Jacob.
Yeah, it's a really weird selection.
No, it's it's the Jurassic Park music, but like to a bop.
Oh,
so it is. Besides this very moment, what would the occasion be that called for this song?
I don't know.
Be like, oh man, I love Jurassic Park, but
I can't dance to the music.
Yeah, I can't dance to that.
What were you watching besides Jurassic Park?
It wasn't Jurassic Park. It was a two-part special on PBS.
Mister, I don't have time to watch TV.
Well, this is after everybody went to bed. So it was a two-part special on PBS about the last day of the dinosaurs. Because they know so much now about how the dinosaurs died. And I'm watching this and I'm blown away by how much information they know about how the dinosaurs died. And the more I was finding out, the more emotional I was getting for so many different reasons.
Okay, well, like what reasons?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, the poor dinosaurs.
Okay, because the asteroid came and hit Earth.
Okay. Asteroid was the size of Mount Everest. That's how big it was.
Okay.
Hit Earth in Mexico.
Okay.
Okay. And then life ended.
But
85% of life on Earth ended.
Immediately.
No.
Okay.
It got... Oh, you want to know? I can tell you what happened. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons why I got so emotional.
Okay.
I will avoid getting emotional again.
Listen,
okay?
I want you to know you're in a safe space.
So the asteroid hits.
Right.
And it immediately vaporizes everything within a 900-mile radius.
900 miles.
Around where the asteroid hits. Okay? It's one of the reasons why we have the Gulf of Mexico. That's how big.
Okay.
So shape the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, it helped. But anyway, so 900 miles around where the asteroid hit. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then it created this shockwave and tsunamis that were hundreds of feet high that fanned out around the globe for thousands of miles. Thousands of miles. Where they found all this information out was North Dakota. They found all this stuff in this one little section in North Dakota that they're able to absolutely say, yes, these animals died from the asteroid. And that was like 5,000 miles
and so
away.
Did 3,000 those ones die from the tsunami
yes.
and the shockwave?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then anything, let's say you're a dinosaur that lived on the other side of the planet.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, the asteroid had this this material on it that is not found anywhere on Earth except for this thin layer all over the globe. And it's very, very thin. And that was this rock that's only found in space, okay? So that rock, when the asteroid hit, it shot it so high, little tiny particles of it, so high into the atmosphere that it took a while for it to come back down. And when it came back down, it heated up and formed little teeny tiny pieces of glass. And these blazing hot pieces of glass fell back to Earth in a rain all over the globe that also killed everything. If that didn't kill you, the heat of all these particles falling heated up the atmosphere hundreds of degrees and everything else just fried.
Now, how fast did all this happen?
This was over the course of a decade. Okay, so if this didn't happen, if it didn't kill you right away, the lucky ones died right away.
Right.
So, oh my God, I'm getting emotional.
Okay, it's okay.
So you then, let's say that somehow you survived that.
Okay.
All the plants are now dead.
Right.
Because
everything got so hot.
There was so much soot and clouds in the sky, it blacked out the sun for 10 years, and everything died.
And was it just dark?
Plants need sunlight.
I know that. I'm trying to determine, was it pitch black or was it just like dusk all the time?
It was like dusk all the time.
Okay.
UV rays could not get through, all the plants died, which killed all the plant eaters, which killed all the meat eaters.
Right.
This is like, it was so overwhelming get all this information.
Can I ask a question? How do you know they're not making some of this stuff up?
Right. They can prove it.
What does that mean?
Imagine
I had held a newspaper and I was like, see, North Dakota, dust particles. I would look at that and I'd be like, this piece of paper does say it there, dust particles.
First of all, they're people that are all smarter than us, okay?
Right?
Second of all, they're all people who, there's nothing that scientists want to do more than prove other scientists wrong. So
that's
the second
gross.
You make a bold claim, the entire scientific world wants to try to prove you wrong. And this discovery happened like 3 years ago. They've been trying to prove these guys wrong for 3 years and they have not succeeded, which leads me to another thing that made me so emotional. These paleontologists.
Oh my God, here we go.
They have been put through the ringer over the last 3 years. The scientific community.
The thing that they study hasn't existed for millions of years?
Because they said this thing and then the whole world went grumph and then tried to prove them wrong and then they had to prove that they were right for 3 years.
Here's the thing.
We've all been there.
Here's the thing. How could anybody really prove a paleontologist wrong?
Because they tried. Who did? The other paleontologists that exist in the world.
Infighting.
Let's say, for instance, you come in here and you say, like, this is the cheapest shirt I've ever bought.
Okay.
Okay, or the cheapest shirt that exists at Target right now.
Okay.
And then we, as Target enthusiasts, we say, nuh-uh, and we go out and try to prove that you're wrong, that we can find a better deal for that
shirt. But I don't have, now I just get to sit back and see that you can't do it.
But think about the emotional turmoil. You spent 5 to 10 years trying to find that cheap shirt at Target, and then you find it, and now everybody wants to tell you that you're wrong. Oh, it was just a lot, guys. It was a lot.
That is a lot.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they found so much evidence. God almighty. Oh, it's such a scary thing, and it could happen again.
Find so much evidence?
They did. They found so much evidence. They didn't just find one thing that could prove them right. They found three things that could prove them right.
So do these paleontologists just, like, bebop around the world just looking for this asteroid dust?
For the most part, but then they also kind of also realize.
And what a scam, by the way.
Why?
Okay, your job is to be like, well, I gotta go to Iceland now and see if I can get a sample. And then your wife's like, You just got back from Greenland, and you're like, it's my job. She's like, your job is worthless.
I mean, most of the time, they don't go to pretty places. They have to dig in the mud in North Dakota. Who wants to do that? And most of them are not married. They don't. They're not married.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a single man's
game. Well, yeah. Living the single man's life.
Yeah. Just out there with your flashlight and your
right. They all can't be Ross from Friends.
Right. That's
like, they're mostly like what you'd picture. Like, they wear pants with too many pockets.
Well, where are you going to put your instruments?
A fun hat that has a flap down the back for some reason.
Yeah, gotta keep that sun off your neck.
Right, yeah. So, like, it sounds like maybe the single man's game was convenient, because I'm not sure how much loving they would have found anyway. Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and now imagine the whole world tries to tell you you're wrong when you find the discovery of the century.
But the whole world? Because I feel like a lot of people just go, okay.
I mean, that's what I did. I sat on my couch outside with tears streaming down my cheeks and just went, okay, I believe you.
Wow.
And somebody needs to cry for the dinosaurs, because that was hell on earth.
And you know what? That's the takeaway here. The dinosaurs don't get enough of our tears.
Thank you. Coming up next is Would You Rather. Text into Would You Rather's questions.
Are you going
to
be okay?
No, I'm not going to be okay. 73389, I can't. Push the button. All right, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be warm. Not as warm as it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday, though.
Yeah, I got a heat advisory on my Alexa.
Oh.
Saying, Katie, stay inside. It's too bright for you.
No, it said, Katie, put your pool up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did.
So everybody, enjoy your day. Have a great day. Have a good day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30 on the Wake Up Call.
And check us out on the Odyssey app.
Oh,
well, sure.
Listen,
the people that are listening now, they hear that message every single day.
That's okay. You know what? Repetition is key.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Go tell your friends about the Odyssey app.
He had to top you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something new.
Have a great day.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.